Yeah, so I want to actually continue from yesterday. So we left off yesterday really with a problem, which is that we have the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos Rid, that by Adi Aduya, when the Tarnagel shoots off the Dlil, so the Balak Dlil is Potul Lagamri. Tosfos asks, why should the Balak Dlil be Potul Lagamri? It's like Avnei Sakin Masoi, Beruch Mitzuyu, why should the Dlil be Chai? So, we did work out yesterday, very important, that the issue of the Balad, that the issue of Balad Lil being a Chayev is not an issue. According to Tosfos, the Balad Lil is Chayev because it's his Eish, it's his Avnei Sakin Masoi, which the Gemara says is told of the Eish. It doesn't mean Ishu Mishum Chitzov. Ishu Mishum Chitzov it's not going to be, because for Ishu Mishum Chitzov you have to have Karav Levada. You need a Ruch Mitzvah Karav Levada. There's no evidence that a Tarnagel is a Ruch Mitzvah Karav Levada that it's going to shoot off the Dlil. Taisi never was worried that it should be Ishim Ishim Chitzah. Taisi just says it should be Ishim Ishim Amayim, because Taisi holds that even the Gemara says that even Rav Yechon, who holds Ishim Ishim Chitzah, also agrees that Ishim Ishim Amayim. So Ishim Amayim, all you need to be chayiv is that you didn't watch your mom properly. You gave it over to a chayiv shayt to the kotel. So you're chayiv on Ishim Ishim Amayim. So here as well, you gave it over to a. So here also, you allowed it, you put it out where Tarnagel could get to it. So after Ishim Ishim Amayim, Taisi holds that it should be chayiv. And the shaila was, why did Rashi and Tosfos Rid, they both say that it's not true, only the Balad Tarnagel is chayav, the Balad Lil is potter. So Rashi himself doesn't explicitly address the question of why. We saw in the Tosfos Rid, he does address the question. And Tosfos Rid says that the Eishlano Lelechas Achar Maisev Shal Sheini Evalu, it says, Kevin Desheini Ovid Maisev Bot Lahagar Moshe Shal Rish. And Shaila, what does that mean? So yesterday, I wanted to say that this Lashon of the Tosfos Rid is very similar to the Lashon that he says on Chavez Amid Beis by the sugya of giving over Shalheves to a Chayrish to the Kotten. Where Rabbi Yechon says that you're potter. And Rashi says, because Ishim Ishim Chitzom. So it's not the Chitzom of the Rishon, it's not the Chitzom of the Pikeach, it's the Chitzom of the Chayrish. The Tosfos says, yeah, but what happened to Ishim Ishim Amayne? It's still the Mamon HaMasik, the Ishim Ishim Amayne of the Pikeach. So the Tosfos answers the Tosfos Rid over there. That Yesh Lanu Laleches Acha Maisu Shil Sheini Yivaloi Acha Pshiyos Yishal Rishim. Since Mitzad the Cheresh, it's Ishim 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 Chitzov, it's Mamash His Maisu Hezek. Mitzad the Pikeach, it's only a Pshiyah in watching his Mamon Ishim Ishim Amayne. So yes, the lechas achar ma'isav shel sheni, v'lo achar shiosay shel rishon. So I thought that the language of the Tosfos Rid in the two places is eerily similar. Over there he says yes, the lechas achar ma'isav shel sheni, v'lo achar shiosay shel rishon. Here he says kevin the sheni of it ma'isav bot lagra moshe shel rishon. Not exactly the same lesson, but it sounds very similar. It's certainly evocative of one of the other. So I wanted to say yesterday that it's the same idea. That just like, at least I started to say, then we got stuck a little bit. But what I wanted to say was that just like over there, what basically Tosfos Rid is saying is that since the fire, the burning down of the Godesh, is the chitzov of the cheresh, but it's only the mamon hamazik of the pikeach, so therefore the cheresh is considered to be a more proximate cause. We're miyachas the hezek more to the cheresh than to the pikeach. The cheresh is more close to the maisa hezek. Because he actually did it. It's his maisa. Whereas the pikeach, he was peshay in the shmir of his ishim ishim amayna. That's not so close to the maisa as it. So therefore, I look at the action of the cheresh, the one who actually lit the fire in his ishim ishim chitzov, I look at him as the siba hakroiva more. He's more the siba hakroiva, the proximate cause of the hezek, and the pikeach is the siba harechoika. And we're miyach is the hezek for the siba hakroiva, and not to the Siba HaRechayko. So Al Derech is over here, I started to say yesterday, that since the shooting off of the Dlil is the Maisa of the Tarnagel, so the Maisa of the Tarnagel, sort of like the Tzavs of the Tarnagel, using the expression of the Gemara later by Cheresh, Tzavs of the Cheresh, here it's the Tzavs of the Tarnagel, so we're Miyach as the Hezek to the Tarnagel, and we're not Miyach as the Hezek to the Baal HaDlil, who was didn't watch his lil. That's how I lechatchila said the shir yesterday. And then the last 15 minutes of shir sort of got stuck because it's really not, because really not the same. In the case of the cheresh himself, the one who, the cheresh himself, he's the person who could be liable, because he's a cheresh, so he's not liable. But the od is an odd mamazik. The cheresh is an odd mamazik, and the pikeach, it's only mamon hamazik. So I understand odd mamazik is more of a proximate cause than the mamon hamazik. But in the case of the tarnagel, we're not being mechayev the tarnagel; we're mechayev the bala tarnagel. From the bala tarnagel, it's also his mamon. He didn't watch his tarnagel. What's the difference? Why do I look at the tarnagel as more of a siba kriva and the dlil as a siba rechayka? It's the same siba. The bala tarnagel didn't watch his tarnagel, and the bala dlil didn't watch his dlil. The tarnagel shot his chitzim into the kli, whatever was nisik over there, and the dlil itself was shot into the kli. So really, it breaks down. It's not analogous at all. And therefore, the Tashrid needs a hesber. Why does the Tashrid Rid say that Yesod Lelechas Acher Maisiv Shel Sheni? Who's the Sheni over here? Probably means the Tarnagel. Yesod Lelechas Acher Maisiv Shel Sheni V'lo Acher Hagramosi Shel Rishon. Who's the Sheni and who's the Rishon? If you're looking at the owner, so the Sheni is the Bala Tarnagel and the Rishon is the Bala Dlil. So why do you call it the Maisiv of the Bala Tarnagel and it's only the Hagram of the Bala Dlil? It's the same thing. They were both peshay. He didn't watch his dlil. He didn't watch his tarnagel. Elamai, maybe Rishon and Sheni means this tarnagel itself and the dlil itself. So same thing. So why is the tarnagel more of a sibra kriva than the dlil? The tarnagel, and if anything, the dlil is more the sibra kriva because it's the bucket that hit the guy in the head. So maybe that should be the sibra kriva. So Elamai, he means to say that he's comparing the tarnagel to the bala dlil. That's not fair. Why do you think the tarnagel to the bala dlil? Either compare, it's not apples to apples. Either compare the tarnagel itself to the dlil itself, so they're both the super kriva. Or compare the bala tarnagel to the bala dlil, so also both the same level of super. Both super kriva. So this is where we sort of left off stuck yesterday. Why does the Tosfos Rid? Tosfos Rid says it, so it must mean something. But Tosfos Rid said, why does Tosfos Rid call the tarnagel, the sheni, the maisa, the yesh melechas acha maisa shel sheni? Why is it the Maisa Tarnagel, but it's only the Hagrom of the Dlil? So, we didn't have an answer yesterday. So, I think the answer is, and we'll see in a few minutes, hopefully today still. I think the answer is that here we're going to have to come out to the Nachlas David Tzva, but not exactly the way the Nachlas David said it. The Nachlas David said a chiluk. He said that by Eish, even when the Eish is carried by a Ruch Metzuyah, but at the end of the day, the Eish itself is the thing that burns it up. That burns up the rubbish. And by Avnei Sakina Masoi, for example, I'm sorry, by Dlil, the Dlil itself is not the thing that's, the Dlil itself by itself would not do any damage. Not because it's not heavy. I heard somebody making a mistake. Not because the Dlil's not heavy. The Dlil might be very heavy. But the Dlil's not falling. If the Dlil was falling, like Avnei Sakina Masoi, that you leave in your roof, so that's called that the Evan itself is doing the hezek, because the Evan is heavy and it falls and hits somebody in the head, and that's the Evan itself doing the hezek. I don't say gravity is doing the hezek. The Evan is doing the hezek. But over here, the Dlil is not falling. The it's Adi Aduye. Somebody is throwing the bucket. The tarnagel is throwing the bucket. So what damages the guy is the koyach of the tarnagel. So that's the chilik that the Nachlas David said. That by Eish, the Eish itself does the hezek. Over here, it's only the tarnagel that's doing the hezek through the that's doing the hezek. That's the koyach of the tarnagel. The Nachlas David said that for and wanted to say that therefore it's not called Eish at all. And that's how he explained. He stopped right there and said, that's the Pshat Rashi. You're not, the Bala Dlil is not Chai Mishum Eish because it's not Eish. The Dlil is not being served, it's not being masik, its own power. It's only the koyach of the tarnagel that's doing the hezek. So it's Bechal not called Eish. And the story finished. Not Eish. So he's potter because it's not Eish. That's not what it says in Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid doesn't say it's not Eish at all. Tosfos Rid says it is Eish. I think we could use the Nachas David's distinction to say this much, that since the Dlil is only doing the damage because of the Koyach of the Tanagil, the Dlil by itself has no power to damage. I mean, obviously fellow for building a wood, but the way it's going now, it has no Koyach to damage. So the koyach, the damage, is coming from the tarnagel. The motive power is coming from the motive power is coming from the tarnagel. So if I want to know what is the siba hakroiva and what is the siba harechayka of this damage, the tarnagel is considered to be the siba hakroiva, and the dlul is the siba harechayka. And I'm a yachas the hezek to the siba hakroiva and not to the siba harechayka. And that's how it's similar to the Gemara in Chav Beis. It's not the same. They're two different things. Well, I'll go over that ground again in a second. They're two different things, but what they have in common, and that's why I think the Lishonis of the Tosfos Rid are not exactly the same, but they're similar of each other, they're evocative of each other, because he's saying in both cases the same kind of svar. We're miyachas the hezek, when we have a siba hakroiva and we have a siba rechoiko, we're miyachas the hezek to the siba hakroiva and not to the siba rechoiko. So Nachav Beis, the way what it's talking about is it's talking about fire. So in both cases, fire. Fire is, but they don't have the Nachas Dov, but there the difference is that you have Odom HaMazik versus Mamon HaMazik. The Chayrish is Odom HaMazik because it's his Chitzin. The Pikeach is only Mamon HaMazik because it's Yishem Yishem Mimoinoi. It's not a real Kumsuya Kroi Vilavate. It's not Chitzin. It's only Mimoinoi. He didn't watch his Mamon. So Odom HaMazik is a Sibah Kroiva and Mimoinoi HaMazik is a Sibah Rechoika. So we're Miyachas the Hezek to the Chayrish because he's the Odom HaMazik, and we're not Miyachas it to the Pikeach because he's the Mamon HaMazik. And that's the lashon of the Tosfos Rid over there. Yestin olalechas achar ma'isim shel sheni v'loyachar pshiyosi shel rishon. Pshiya means mamon amazik because you're pshiyan watching your mamon. So we go after the ma'isim of the sheni. That's odom amazik, and not after the pshiya, meaning the mamon amazik of the sheni. Because the sibah kreva, the more proximate sibah is the odom amazik, the ma'isim shel sheni. Over here, that distinction you don't have. They're both mamon amazik. The tanagel is mamon amazik. And the dlil is mamon amazik, so that you don't. So they're both of pshia, but in the action itself, the koyach is coming from the tarnagel. In the act itself of this guy getting of the whoever's getting the bucket, and whether it's the behemoth person, whatever, whoever gets hit by the bucket or a kli, whatever it is, the thing that gets the bucket hit in the head, the force is coming from the tarnagel. But on the other hand, but it needs a dli. So there I say, since the koyach is coming from the tarnagel, so I'm miyachas the hezek to the tarnagel more than to the dlil. And that's what Tosfos Rid over here says. I look at the sibak, the tarnagel is the sibak kreva, and the dlil is just a thing that the tarnagel needs to do the hezek. But the sibak kreva is the tarnagel, the sibak rechoik is the dlil. And that's over here, the lashon of Tosfos Rid, yeshlanu, the kamen should sheni ovid maisa. Sheni means the tarnagel. Since the tarnagel did a maisa, botla hagra mosay shel rishon. The dlil did a hagroma. The dlil is abetting the mice of the tarnagel. The tarnagel can't do without the dlil. So the dlil is being gairim. The dlil is helping the tarnagel to do the hezek. But who's doing the doing? The tarnagel, not the dlil. The bucket's not flying off on its own. The tarnagel is doing the kayach. So yesh, so kamen should the sheni ovid mice, since the tarnagel did the mice, so it's botul the hagroma of the dlil. Again, it's a different svara. It's a different reason why the sheni is the sibah kreva and the rishon is the sibah harechayka. But I think the lashon is mashma, but even though it's a different reason, but it's the same idea. We were meyachas the hezek to the sibah kreva, to the sheni who's the sibah kreva, and not to the rishon who's the sibah harechayka. But again, different flavors. What makes the tarnagel the sibah kreva and the dlil the sibah harechayka? They're both mamon amazik. But the mere fact that it's the koyach of the tarnagel. That's called Maisa Tarnagel. And that's where I'm using the Sword of Nachas Dov. In the case of Chayosh and Pekeach, it's the same idea, it's the same basic idea, that when we yachas the Hezek to the Sheni who's the Siba HaKreva, and not to the Rishon who's the Siba HaKreva, but it's a different reason why the Sheni is the Siba HaKreva. Because over there it's all fire. Fire is, it's not the fire has a Kreva to be served on its own, but I'm yachas the fire to the Sheni, because the Sheni, the Chayosh, is Odom HaMazik. And I'm yachas it to the Pekeach, because the Pekeach is merely mamon hamazik. It's a pshi and mamon hamazik.
So I think that's the pshat, at least the working pshat, in the Tosfos. So now I'll show you very nicely. Turns out that Rashi and the Tosfos read over here are not alone in this shita that only the Tarnagol, only the Bala Tarnagol is chayav, and the Bala Dlil is pot. They have chaverim. Rashi and the Tosfos read have chaverim. And the chaverim are basically Chachmi Provence. The whole base medrash of Chachmi Provence seem to also have this idea. So like this, there's a hashlama here, and I sent it out in the there's a hashlama on this sugya. Oh, sorry, the Raivin. There's a Raivin on this sugya. The Raivin is the Shei Raivin. And the Raivin says it again in the Hasogas in the Perek Beis also, in this Kimamim. The Raivin says, the Raivin is a long Raivin about other things, but the Seich HaDvarim in the Hasogas, he says the same thing. And here in the sugya, he says it today. That, like Rashi, that by Adi Aduye, only the Balad Tarnagel is Chayev, the Balad Lul is Pot. But the Lushan of the Raivin, is that it's koyach tarnagol. It's koyach tarnagol. Koyach tarnagol. Now, if we just had that, I would say, that's Mamas Tosfos Rid. That's exactly what it said in the Tosfos Rid. The Siva Koyach is the tarnagol because the koyach is coming from the tarnagol. The dlul doesn't have any koyach. It's nothing mazik with its own weight, with its weight falling. So it's the koyach of the tarnagol. That could be. That's true. We could say that the Raivit here is taka very much like the Tosfos Rid. Certainly, same halacha as the Tosfos Rid. It's the same halacha as Rashi in the Tosfos Rid that the Baal had lilas spot, only the tarnagol is chayav. And he says it has because it's koyach of the tarnagol. That's not much what I'm saying. Because it's koyach of the tarnagol, it doesn't say it's not a shittul like the Nachas David. But he says, but it's koyach of the tarnagol. It's not koyach of the lil. So the hezek belongs to the koyach of the tarnagol, not koyach of the lil. But the emes is that if we cast our net wider, this lashon of the Raivid, koyach tarnagol, that's all he says with Adonai Hasbara. He says koyach tarnagol. If you're sensitive to it, it sounds like he's saying a gemara. But he doesn't say a hasbara. He says a long hasbara. Like the place of it is a long hasbara. Yeshlem lelelecha sechamais shel sheni v'leach hagemasa shel rishon. That's a whole hasbara. The Raivid is makatzer. He says koyach tarnagol. Sounds like he's referencing something. And the emes is, he is referencing something. There's a Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph, which actually in our Gemaras doesn't say, because Rashi took it out. And our Gemaras reflect Rashi's Girsa, but Tosfos puts it back in, and most Rishonim have this Girsa. The Gemara over there is talking about a Barim is Gagal Baragli Odom Baragli Behem. Somebody left something out on the street, and people are kicking it around, and it's Mazar. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidomi, what's the case? This is the Gemara about Tolu saying to it. It's about what? It's out of Shabbos. So the Gemara over there says that hey Chidomi, what's the case? Now, the way the original text of the Gemara ran is ibahadi de kaazli kamaski. If they're mazik as it's being kicked around in motion, ibahadi koychidum. Rashi takes out the girsa because he says that since the people aren't looking where they're going, so the hezek has nothing to do with them, and the Tosfos disagrees and says, no, people do have to look where they're going. That's not our concern right now. But Tosfos and many Rishonim have the girsa, I bahari de ka'az de kaichel. So Shaz, what does the Gemara want with that? So here's the machlok. Here already they subdivide Tosfos and the Hashlam. Tosfos says, kaichel means that the Bala Behema should also be chayef. The person who left the Evan out is also, he should be chayef too, because it's Avnei Sakina Masoi, it's Eish. It's Avnei Sakina Masoi that are being knocked around with the Ruach Mitzuyah. So Tosfos says that the Gemara just means, if it's a Behema, so then the Bala Behema should also be chayef, the Bala Evan shouldn't be the only one who's chayef. Tosfos adds another halacha, and maybe that's more how he explains the Gemara. And furthermore, if the person kicking it is a person, if the one who kicks it is a person, not a behema, then I'm only miyachas the hesek to the person. Because when a person who's a bardas uses something to be mazik,
that I'm certainly miyachas the hezek only to the person and not to the one who created the hezek. So for example, somebody lit a fire, even if it's a rabbi, it doesn't matter, somebody lit a fire. And then a person comes and he takes the talis and he throws it into the fire, the hezek is totally miyuchas to the person and not to the fire. So if it's a person who does the kicking, so then avada the hezek only belongs to the person. So the Baal HaEved shouldn't be chayev at all. If it's a behemoth who did it, so Taisa says, then they're both chayev. The Baal HaBehemoth is chayev, as the Avnus Akinu Masoi, Shenicha Beresh Gagoy, Benoflu Baruch Hutsuyo, Vezikud Erech Yiluchim, that it's eight. And the behemoth is chayev because of tzuris, basically. The tzuris of the behemoth. That's what Taisa says. And I think the chayev of Pshat over there, the Gemara's kashi is from Odom, because the Gemara's assuming it's talking about in Odom. Because I think the Chazir of Tzara over there, we want the Baal HaEved to be potter completely. Anyway, that's how Tosafos holds the halachas. The Hashlom is chaylik, and the Hashlom says even if a behemah kicked it, only the behemah is chayiv, and not the Baal HaEved. And the lashon of anybody have that sheet that I did? Anybody happen to print out the PDF that I sent? I have the lashon of the Hashlom. So I just do it this way. By the way. Ibaharit Kamazli Kaihu, Pirish, Kaya Kamis Galdulhu, Ubaladli Potter. Interesting, he's lost a bleed. The Moravid doesn't say anything about the leak. He uses Lushanis Magama. But anyway, he says, Latsu Yiborah Miskalgal Bragli Yom Bragli Behema, Shechayev Bal. He says Pshat in the Gemara of Koichihu means that the Hezek is miyuchas to the Megalgal, the one who kicked it, and we're not miyachas it to the Balha. We're not miyachas the Hezek at all to the Balha, what he calls the Balha Dlil. Why? Here you see the sheet. This is the sheet of the Tosis Rid, of Rashi, of the Hashlama. Yeah, now it's Hashlama, of the Ravid rather. That when the Tarnagol kicks the Dlil, shoots out the Dlil, we're only Mechayev the Tarnagol, we're not Mechayev the Balha Dlil, we're Miyachas the Hezek to the Tarnagol. We're not miyachas the hezek to the dlil, and we saw in the Ravid why? Because koychehu. So the Hashlom is saying that's pshat in that Gemara. He has the girsa of Tosis girsa in the Gemara. Most of them have a girsa in the Gemara, and he says that the Gemara, when the Gemara says koychehu, it doesn't mean if it's a person, if the Megalgal was a person, so he's a bardas, or if it's a bardas, what was miyachas to the bardas? The person kicking it, the thing kicking it, doesn't have to be a person. It could be a behemoth, it could be a tarnagol. Since it's koychehu of the behemoth, we're miyachas the hezek to the behema, and we're not miyachas it to the Baal HaDlil at all. And that's what the Gemara means when it says koichil. Koichil means it's the mice of the Baal of the Megalgal. It's not the mice of the Baal HaEven or the Baal HaDlil. So, Haroi Yira, that the Ravid by us, who says that the Baal HaDlil is potter, and only the Baal HaTarnagol is chayav, because koichil the Tarnagol. Vada, he's referencing that Gemara. As you see from that, that's how the Hashlomer read that Gemara. Iba hadi de ta'azdi kamaski koichehu. It's a Gemara mefureshes. According to the Hashlomer's gist in the Gemara, it's a Gemara mefureshes that when you have such a case of a tarnagol, it was adi yedui, over there it's a behemoth who kicked an eben, same kind of case. It's a mefureshi Gemara according to the Hashlomer's gist and the Hashlomer's pshat that it's koichehu. The hezek here is coming from the koyach of the megalgal, not from the koyach of the evan, and therefore the hezek is miyuchas to the megalgal and not to the evan. This is mamash the svara that we said in the Tosfos Rid, that when miyachas the hezek to the balha, to the tarnagol,
and we're not miyachas the hezek to the dlil, and we're wondering why. After all, this is mamon amazik, and that's mamon amazik. So I suggested, based on the nachlas dovid, because the force is coming from the tarnagel and not from the dlil. So meila, that's called the siba hakoyva. That's mamish. That's the ravid bemis koyche the tarnagel who. And according to that, we see from the hashlama that not only that, the coin to the hashlama, that's a gemara mufresh, and probably the ravid also. But since the losh and the ravid is koychu, the ravid from some referencing probably had the same gears in the gemara, Tosfos gears in the gemara, and the same shot. The ravid and the hashlama is the same mismedish. So chafim pramas. The ravid probably the same shot as the hashlama. When the gemara before said koychu, that's what the gemara meant. The gemara meant this, that it's when miyachas the hezek to the bala koyach, meaning the tarnagel or the behemoth, whatever it is, when miyachas the we're miyachas the hezek to the one who provided the force, and not to the one who provided the mass. This is not true by fire. By fire, if a behemoth kicked the fire and the fire spread, an untended fire that somebody's pesheyan and left out, I would not say that I'm miyachas the hezek to the behemoth and not to the balaish. More by the case of Kelev Shenotel Charora, it's whole sugi there. That's part of that big sugi, Rishim Shem Chitzo, which hopefully we'll get to. And part of that Gemara, the Gemara there says that why only mechayev only the Bala Kelev, we should be mechayev the Bala Eish. It's just one line anymore. Go away. The Gemara from Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Say Chedvar. Gemara says a line. Man chayev bala kelev. The first line of the Gemara. Al acharon misham. Man chayev bala kelev. Lechayev nami bal gachelus. Well, this is b'shishimik achaltoi. And we had the kelev get to it if he was shimik achaltoi. Well, must be he was chayser under the delus and stamped losses chasuris. That's the sugi of it. But akapani, more esb b'pshitus. That even if the kelev was not, the kelev put the charor on the godish, why are we mechayev also the bala? Maybe also only, let's say b'pshutoi also. Let's say also we mechayev the bala eish. So it's a b'feirish Gemara that if the kelev took a gachelis, unguarded gachelis, and the caliph threw it onto the Godish, and the Kodesh burned down, or put it on the Godish, and the Godish burned down. So the one is affairs. Mechayev nami bal gachelis. The bal gachelis, we should be mechayev. The Gemara answers, yeah, we talk a shud, but it's talking about a case where he was showing me the gachelis, so he's not liable. So why over there don't you say, kreif for the caliph? I say the same thing, kreif for the caliph. Why is that different than Adi Aduye? Why is that different than the case of Bar Miskago? So what's the Pashat answer? Because Eish has its own Koyach, the Nachas David. The Svar of Koychiyu is only something like an Evan or a Dlil that on its own it couldn't be Mazik. Because, again, if it fell off a roof it could be Mazik, but that's not the case. The case is that somebody kicked it. So on its own it wouldn't be Mazik. It's only Mazik with the Koyach of the Koyach of the Tarnagel, the Koyach of the Behemoth. So then we say Koychiyu, we're Miyachas the Hezek to the Behemoth, and we're not Miyachas the Hezek to the Dlil. But in the case of Eish, where a Kelev puts an Eish on a Godish, so how is the Eish served? With only with the Koyach of the Kelev? The Eish is served with his own Koyach. There you don't say Koyach for the Kelev. So there the Gemara Taka says we should also be Mechayev. There it's Taka, you have the Kelev, yeah, maybe it's the Mechayev the Kelev also, but we should also be Mechayev the Bala Eish, because it's a Ruach Mutsuya, and he should be Mechayev in his Eish. It doesn't say it can't be mazik. It says that if you gave it to a cheresh, then we don't consider it to be such a big shiur. Because the cheresh, on its own, it would die out.
So
but the chelav, no, but he didn't give it to a. You give it to a cheresh shaytav kotman, it's not a shiur. But you leave it out somewhere, and the chelav gets to it, that is a shiur.
Why don't it's the same shot? They would have gone on its own. Same thing.
Yeah, but you didn't give it to a chelav. Is you still can't leave it out in the open. I mean, I'm not sure. The truth is, I'm not sure, but that would just leave alone. Yeah. You know, why this is a pshia and that's not a pshia.
later. But apparently, leaving that in the open for where Kelev could get to it is the Lipshia. So fine. So we understand that. And forget this. All conduces to what we're saying before. It all works out very well. You see from the Hashlama and from the Ravid that this is type, that this is the, and maybe that, and you see from the Hashlama and the Ravid exactly the story that we said before in the Tosfos Yud, that when you have that when you have a dlil that was kicked by a behemo or kicked by a tarnagel, so miyachas the hezik to the tarnagel and not to the dlil, because it's klechi the tarnagel, it's klechi of the behemo. And according to the Hashlama, it's a gemara. According to the Hashlama, that's the gemara and davav. That perish gemara point. I don't think the Tosfos Yud thinks that it's a gemara, because Tosfos Yud then should have quoted the gemara and davav. He should have said koichi. The Tosfos Yud is this long, elaborate language. Yesh lanu leches achamaisu shel rishon, v'achamaisu shel sheni, v'leach ha'agramasu shel rishon. But it needs such a long, elaborate lashon. He should have said the lashon of the gemara and davav. Some Tosfos Yud was goyis and davav. There is no Tosfos Yud over there. I check. But probably it was goyis in that gemara like Rashi. The Rashi doesn't have that line in the gemara. But Tosfos Yud doesn't have it as a gemara, so he has to say it as a svar on his own. But in the Hashlama and in the Ravid, presumably it's a gemara mafureshes that when miyachas the hezik to the tarnagel, because it's the koich of the tarnagel. May we understand, but eishes taka different. And we understand why, because by an eishes taka not the koich of the tarnagel, by an eishes the koich of the eish itself.
Right. So the Tosfos Yud says that lashon.
He says
a
very similar lashon. He says,
"Yeah, that's very similar to what it says by us, but he doesn't say the lashon of koichu. The Rav's lashon was koichu, koich tarnagel, koich de tarnagel." So where does he get that lashon from? Because that's mamsh lashon gemara. If you go that way, that's the lashon gemara in the book. Ibahadi the as the kamaski koichu. And the Hashlama says that that's Takav Shach in that Gemara. And you see that the Hashlama connected the two Gemaras, because in that Gemara he calls it a Dlil. And moreover, the Hashlama, there's a Hashlama by us in our Sugya, and the Hashlama by us also says, Hishita, that the Hashlama by us, he says that the Baal Adlil is Potter, by Adi Adri, the Baal Adlil is Potter, and he explains the Baal Tarnagel is Chayiv. The Baal Adlil is Potter. Says he can borrow him as Galgal Bragli Odom Bragli Hemu the Askina Bepere Kama and Davov that Iba Hadi the Aslik to Kamaski Koyecha Odom the Koyecha Behemu Hamiskalgelas or Shui Hamiskalgelas Ubalabor Potter. So the Hashlama by us the Feirish connects Agamara Abadi Eduye to the Gemara and Davov. He says in Agamara the Baal Adlil is Potter, like it says in the Gemara and Davov that Iba Hadi the Pas the Kamaski Koyecha. So that's the Shad and the Rabbit as well. One last thing, which is very here. So far, the Hashlama and the Ravid are and the Tosfos Yud presumably are on the same page. That when you have koichi the tarnagel, the koichi the behema, so your miyachas the hezek only to the tarnagel and not to the dlil, not to the evik. But for eish is different. And presumably, the Tosfos Yud is also there. Again, Tosfos Yud doesn't have that lashon of koichi. Probably doesn't have that gis in the Gemara and Davar. But Tosfos Yud is a similar thing that came with the Sheni Kavod Maisa. So Yesh Lanu it's a but Lahagra Mosi Shel Lish. Lachar very similar stuff. I don't want to crawl into this right now. Maybe in the notes when I write it up, when I wrote it up in the notes, it could be that there's maybe a little bit difference between the Svar of the Tosfos Yud and the Svar of the Ravid and the Hashlam. If it's a Gemara of Koichu, maybe it's not exactly the same as if it's a Svar that Yesh Lanu left. You could read it in the notes. For our purposes, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily so, I have a slight feeling that it's not exactly the same. Koichehu means that Koichehu means that the Tarnagel is using the Dlil. So it's Mikoich HaTarnagel. So that's totally, it's like Higars and Garachaisa. The Tarnagel is using the Dlil as a Kli, so it's really the Tarnagel acting.
The lashon tashvid is softer. Yes, don't allow leches achar meisiv shel sheni but lagar masiv. Hey, when the sheni of a meisiv but lagar masiv division, it's reminiscent of his lashon and chabez by cheresh and pikeach. Yes, don't allow leches achar meisiv shel sheni lechar. In the Tosfos really, it's mashma, it's a softer svar that I have a proximate cause and a further sibur kreiv and a sibur chayka. When me yachas the hezek the sibah kreiv and not the sibah rechayk. I think it's a little bit of a softer svar, but. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's certainly I'm not committed to that. But we could, there are certainly within a centimeter of each other. But now to show you there is a difference between the Ravid and the Ravid and the Hashlama. And this is in Gemara Chabezim and Aleph. It's all that's so good with the Ravish. The Gemara in the Chabezim and Aleph talks about a Gomel, and the Gomel was carrying Pishton. And the Chenveni left his lamp outside, and the lamp set fire to the Pishton, and the Pishton burned down the Chanus. And now, Shaius, who has to pay? The Bala Gomel, the Bala Chenveni, the Bala Esh. So the Gemara is down over there. If you hold Isha Mishum Memoinoi, so the Bala Gomel should be Potter Lagamri, because that's Ishbar Velo Shorbar. The same way there's Ishbar Velo Shorbar, there's Ish Velo Shor Esh. My gomel made a fire, why should I be chayv? That's like a gomel making a book. Because it says over there in the Gemara has a Mishnah that the Bala Gomel is chayv, at least in certain cases. So it's a kashan ishlokesh. So the Gemara said, no, we're talking about a case of misachseches. It means that it's not that the fire just spread, but the gomel, that the pishton caught fire, and the gomel like was pressed up against the chanus, and it was like mamish, the mokim of the contact, burnt. So that even Reish Lakish agrees, that's called Chitzot. That doesn't go to Machayik Zev Yechon Reish Lakish. Yechon Reish Lakish is where the fire goes and spreads. But the Mokim, if you have a burning, the Gomel is carrying a burning load of Pishton and he rubs up against the Chanus, that's called the Mice of the Gomel Mamish, and that's even Reish Lakish agrees what to be Chayik. So the Mari asks, if that's the case, that it's talking about a case of Misach Seches, so the Lashon Gemara is, but based on the bottom, Hachamai is kin. Ihochi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines down. Ihochi, aim a sefer. But the Mishnah goes on and says, imi niyeh chenvini meiri bachutz. If the chenvini is there, was inside, so he wasn't negligent, so the Bala Gomel is chayiv. But if the chenvini left his nair on the outside, so chenvini chayiv. Fake the more, ibi misachseches, amai chayiv. Why is the chenvini chayiv? Why is the Bala Chenveni Chayev if the Gomel was Mesachzech and burnt up the beer? So, Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, why is the Bala Chenveni the only one who's Chayev? The Bala Gomel should be Chayev too. The Bala Gomel should be Chayev also. And that's Tosfos Shita like the. We've had the whole time. He doesn't hold up any of these chilukim that we've been talking about. The Ravid says that the Gemara is asking, that if the Gomel set fire, went up against the Chanus, and the Gomel set fire to the Chanus by Misachseches, so only the Gomel should be Chayiv. Because he says the Ravid, because then it's the might, it's the Koyach of the Gomel, and he says it's like the Tarnagol by Adi Aduye, that we say it's the Koyach of the Tarnagol and the Baal Gulis Potter. So there as well is the Koyach of the Gomel, and the Baal HaEish should be Potter. And that says the Hashlomo. It's also missing this thing. And that says the Hashlomo. This is not true. It's not a comparison. It says the Hashlomo. I put the Hashlomo first, I think. It says the Hashlomo, not true. V'lei domi lebor ha-misgalgal. That even the hodi, the kaazdi, kamaski, koichihu. And the megalgal is chayev, and the bala bor is potter. The bala evin, whatever. Says no, it's not comparable. The shiny ash, hoil behezeka motsui mi atzma. What's he saying? Nachas dov. The ash burns in its own power. You can't say it's koichi of the gomel. It's not koichi of the gomel. The ash has its own power to burn. So when the ash has its own power to burn, then you don't say that it's koichi of the gomel. You only say koichi of the tarnagol, koichi of the behema. You only say that when the whole motor power is provided by the tarnagol. But in the case of Eish, by Eish, you don't say Kaychim. And the Chayr, it's Mukhuk, he doesn't say this, but it's Mukhuk from the Gemara of Gimel by Kelev. But the Gemara says by Kelev, Shnotel Chayrora, that we should be Chayim the Balha Chayim Balagomel. So what's Hakav Shalom the Ravid? How can the Ravid say that it's Koichid the Gomel? You can't say by Eish. How do you also say Koichid by Eish? If you said Koichid by Eish, then how are you going to explain the case of Caliph? The Ravid seems to hold that Eish is like an Evan, is like a Dlil. We're Mechayev the Gomel, the Bala Koyach. We're not Mechayev the Bala Dlil. But the Ravid applies it to Eish. How can it apply to Eish? The answer is, the Ravid holds that that's only by an Eish that traveled on its own. But by Mesachseches, with the Gomel, it's mamish putting the Eish up against the fire in such a way that even Rish Lakish agrees that that's called the Maisa Gomel. There the Ravid holds that Eish is like the Eish is no different than Idlul. That's called Koicha the Gomel. And the Hezbo L'chayr is, because, well, what's the Hezbo? What's the difference? The fire still has its own power to be mazik. Some of the Hezbo is that the Ravid and the Sut, the Pshat and the Svar of Koicha Idlul. What does Koicha Idlul mean? It means that when the Tarnagel throws a Dlil, so I don't say, well, it's a mice of a Tarnagel and it's a mice of a Dlil together. Like the Tarnagel and Dlil are Shutrim in the Hezbo. I look at that as an act of the Tarnagel, and the Dlil, like I said before, is Kidgars in the Yad HaChaitzer. The Tarnagel is using the Dlil to bang somebody in the head. Or by Borim is Gagel, the Behema, not the Kavona, but it doesn't matter. But the Behema is using the Evan to hit somebody. You know, when so that's called Koichid. That's called the Mice of the Tarnagel. The Dlil is a tool that the Tarnagel is using to be Mazik somebody. The Evan is a tool the behemoth is using by when it kicks it to damn somebody, because it's koichid, because the dlil by itself is inert. The tarnagel is the one who's shooting it off. So I look at the dlil as something that the tarnagel is using to do the hezek. Looks like if you take a baseball bat and you break a window, we don't say, well, the bat broke the window. You broke the window. The bat was the thing that you used. So when the tarnagel takes a dlil and shoots it off and is mazik something, I don't say, well, the dlil broke something. I say the tarnagel broke something. The dlil was just the guys of the arachaitz that the tarnagel used. By Eish, I don't say that. Because the Eish has a power, a motor power of its own. The Eish can also travel and be mazik. So fine, so it needs the chayrish to take it there. But the Eish itself is a dover mazik. I don't say, when somebody left out a fire, and the caliph took the fire and took it to a godish, and then the godish went and spread out and burnt down the fire went and burnt down the godish, then I talk it, don't say that the caliph just used the godish as a tool. Since the godish has a koyach to damage on its own, so then it's not just like the baseball bat that somebody used. The baseball bat's inert. It's just kagars and biyara chesiv. The fire is not inert. The fire has its own power. It's its own mazik. So then I say that the fire, the unguarded fire, with the unguarded caliph together, they caused the hezek. That's the chiluk of Eish. That's the Gemara Chagim. However, says the Ravid, that's only when it's not misachseches. But when it's misachseches and the gomel, we're talking about the place where the fire touched the chanus. The gomel pressed the gomel went up against the chanus, laden with fire, and burnt down the mokam, and the mokam that he touched was nisraf. Then the Ravid holds that, and he learns that that's pshat in the Gemara, the pchen b'nei amachayev. That he reads that in the Gemara over there in Chabez, and the Gemara is asking chen b'nei amachayev. The Gemara is not asking why is the chen b'nei the only one is chayev. He's learning why is the Baal Chayim potter chayev at all? He should be potter legamri, because they're already. That's called that the fire was kigarzen biyada chaytsev of the. With the fire was kigarzen biyada chaytsev of the gamal. That's a chiddush of the Ravid. That when the mokim hanocha by misachseches, even a fire has the svar of kaihil. Even the fire becomes kigarzen biyada chaytsev of the gamal. It becomes like an oven.
Isn't that the posture of the Gemara? Like the fact that earlier on we said that by when we were trying to fit Rish Lakish back into the original Mishnah, we say that the Malkum of the Chalas was Chatzin as Xeros because that's where it hit. So the whole time we're saying that the place where you damaged is you damage it. So how do we understand the Shlomo? Why wouldn't it be by Mitzvah? That's why wouldn't you be Chal?
No, there is a Chalik in Xeros and that Xeros. But then the Shlomo holds that, you know, in Soros there's a difference if it's the Mokum HaNocha or not the Mokum HaNocha. But look, Avi, this Svara, that by the Eish you don't say Koichu, you're not Miyachas the Hezek to the Kelev, you're Miyachas to the Eish. He says, what's the difference? It's clear in the Gemara Chav Gimel that that's not true by the rest of the Kodesh. The Kelev burns down a Kodesh, I don't say, well, the Kelev did it, not the Kodesh. The Kelev did it, not the Gachelis. The Gemara says, Beferish, L'chayev Nami Bala Gachelis. The Bala Gachelis is also a player over here. Because the Gachelis, it's not like a Dlil. A Dlil is inert. It's only Mazik Mikoyach HaTarnago. A fire is not inert. Fire is the Kazakhoyach Timi Mazik on its own. So then So the Hashlama doesn't think Legabi that there's any difference between Mesechseches and not Mesechseches. Legabi, this particular Sfarah of Koichihu, am I Miyachas the Hezek to the Gomel or to the fire? Am I Miyachas the Hezek to the Kelev or to the fire? And Chav Gimel it says I'm Miyachas it to the fire too. So it doesn't think it makes a difference. And the Ravitz says no. Legabi, this. Again, the Gemara is Mechalik between in Soros. In Soros of Avon it's different. How is the Kelev being Mazik? Is it being Mazik with Soros or is it being Mazik with Gufay? But Lagabi, this other issue, this new issue of the Hashlama and the Raibid and the Tashis Rid, whether I'm a Yachas the Hezek to the Tarnagol or I'm a Yachas the Hezek to the Dlil, so by a Dlil, you're a Yachas to the Tarnagol. That's the Gemara in Davov, Koichil, according to their Gersa. By an Eish, you're not a Yachas to the Kelev, you're a Yachas to the just as much to the Baal HaGecheles. That's the Gemara in Chav Gimel. The Raibid is Mechalik, that even here we can say, even Eish, which when it goes on and spreads is considered to be a separate mazik, not mikoyach hakelev, but b'mokim where it's misachseches. So then I look at it that even the eish is a tool that the gomel is using. It's really the gomel that's being mazik. I'm yachas the hezek to the gomel and not to the bala eish. I just want to say one more thing. Maybe we'll just stop him here. One more thing. This is a ramam. Has to allow the Gemara in Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, but we're here already, so I'll finish off. The Rambam in Perek Beis in this moment, Alof Gidches, has a very radical shita. The Rambam says when a Kelev takes a Gachelis and he puts it on a Godish, in the Mokim Hanocha, the Rambam says, and it was a Gachelis that was not washed properly, and the Bala Gachelis therefore should be liable also. The Rambam says, in the Mokim HaNocha, the Bala Kelev is Chayiv, and the Bala Gachelis is Potel Gamer. And on the rest of the Godesh, the Bala HaGachelis is Chayiv Gamer, and the Bala Kelev is Potel. The exact opposite. Now, the first half of the Rambam is good, with the Ravid. The Rambam holds like the Ravid. In the Mokim HaNocha, actually I read the Gemara about Chayimri Yamai Chayiv. That in the Mokim HaNocha, I look at it as the it's Koichai, like the Gemara Davo. It's Koichai the Gomel, it's not the Ish. So fine, so I understand. But how did the Ram get this notion that for the rest of the Godish, so if the Ram would have said, but on the rest of the Godish, they're both Chayiv. So I would have said, fine, that's Mamash the Ram. But the Ram says that on the rest of the Godish, it turns around and it becomes just the opposite. The Bala Gachelis is Chayiv, and the Bala Kelev is Potter. Where did that happen? How did that happen? You go from one extreme to the other. It flips. In the Mokam Anocha, only the Bala Kelev is Chayiv, and the rest of the Godish only the Bala Gachelis is part. So there's two shots. Where did Ram get it from in the Gemara? That already the Mepharshim talk about. Mepharshim say the Ram got it from the two Gemaras, because the Gemara Chav Bei says that Chen Vani Amai Chayiv by Misachseches Chen Vani Amai Chayiv, and the Gemara Chav Gimel by Kelev Shenotel Charora, the Gemara says. The way that we just read before, man chayev bala kelev lechayev. We know we have the gesa nami bala gachelis, but other shanim have the gesa lechayev bala gachelis. The Ram apparently the gesa lechayev bala gachelis. So to steer, the Ram read the two gemaras to be the opposite of each other. The gemara by Misachsecha says, why is the chen v'ni chayev? Only the gomel should be chayev. The gemara by gomel, the Ram read to be saying, why is the kelev chayev? Only the bala charor should be chayev. Only the bala gachelis should be chayev. So two opposite things. So the Ram learned, yeah, because it depends. By Misachseches, only the Gomel should be Chayiv. But on the rest of the Godish, only the Bala Gachelis should be Chayiv. So that's where the Ram was coming from in the Gemara. That thing of proportion, this is Alma. But Shaz, what's the Havan in the Ram?
What's the Svar?
How does this flip around? So the stump of the answer is along these lines. That when you have two Shutfim in a Hezek, you have the Kelev and you have the Eish, the Kelev and the Gachelis. So we want to know, so we have this Svar in the Avav Koichi, this notion
that it's really the Tarnagol, when we yachas the hezek to the Tarnagol, and the Eben or the Glil is just like a tool that the Tarnagol used. Because since it's with the force of the Tarnagol, so I look at the Eben is just a thing that the Tarnagol used to be masik. In the case of a Kelev with a Gachelis, a Kelev with Eish, or a Gomel with Eish, so the Rama holds that you could look at it, we don't look at it, they're both masik. We can look at it in two ways. We could look at it that the Kelev is using the fire to be masik, or the Gomel is using the fire to be masik. Or we could look at it the other way around, that the fire is using the Kelev as a Ruch Mitzuyah. The Kelev, he's a Ruch Mitzuyah. If the fire is using the Kelev as a Ruch Mitzuyah, then the fire is masik. And the Kelev is just a Ruch Mitzuyah. Either way, they're not both masik. The biyachas to one and not to the other. So here it's cholos, says the Rambam. In the mokam hanocha, where the kelev puts it down on the and it burns that mokam, there I look at it. That's the more by chayvri and machayev. There I look at it that the kelev is being mazik. That's like a dlil. The kelev is being mazik with his koyach, and he's using a gachelus. Like if we say no different, if we'd be using a dlil. So then it's the hezek of the kelev, and the bala kelev is chayev. And the Bala Gachelis is Potu Agamrim. But on the rest of the Godish, the fire then goes and spreads on its own, so that's the Kelev was not being Mazik B'Kaychus. You could say, well, but it's Soros. Yeah, if the Gachelis was watched well, and the Bala Gachelis is out of the picture, then I would look at it as Soros of the Kelev. But when the Gachelis was not watched properly, and the Bala Gachelis is in the picture, and he is able to be liable, then I don't say, well, then they're both liable, they both are Meshtaptif in the head. Then I say, then the Bala Gachelis left an untended fire. The untended fire was taken to the Godish by a Ruach Mitzuya named Rover, and the fire burnt down the Godish. So that was a Chiddush. But I was a very big Chiddush. But Akapanim, you see in the Rambam very much this Svara, that the idea of Koichehu is that I look at it that the Tarnagol used the Dlul to be Mazik. Or the Tarnag, or the Gomel used the fire to be Mazik. The Kelev used the fire to be Mazik. And the Rambam holds that itself can go in two different directions, depending on the circumstance. Which one is the one, I guess you could say the more proximate one. Who's using whom? Is the Kelev using the fire? Or is the fire using the Kelev to get to the Godish? And the Rambam holds that depends. In the Mokam Anocha, then it's the Kelev using the fire. In the rest of the Godish, then it's the fire using the Kelev. That's a Shita Yechidah of the Rambam. We see how for the Rams Havana in the idea of Koychel, and it's Gagaz and the Arachites. So we have your whole sheet now. If you take a look at the Meiri also, just to mention, we're talking Chachmei Provence, the Meiri, if you look at the Meiri and that Vov by Koychel, and the Meiri by us, by the Sugi of Dlil, you see the Meiri also is the same Sugi, it's the same sheet as the Hashlama and the Ravid. It's all one base medrash, the Meiri, the Ravid, the Hashlama, all Chachmei Provence. Maybe the Tzvid, who's not from Provence, he's from Italy, but the Tzvid is also, in a way, but he doesn't use the word Koycha, he doesn't reference the Gemara Davov, he has this different Lushan. Kalin Shin, the Shani Ovid Maisev, Botlager Moshe Shalisha. Could be it's the same story. As I said before, maybe the welcome to say that the Tzvid is a little bit, maybe a different flavor of the Svara. That actually is Bain of a Dover, not quite sure. He certainly probably didn't have the Gemara in Davov, but probably didn't have the Gersh in Davov, although he used the Lashon of Davov, not make up his own Lashonis. But nonetheless, on the fundamental issue, we have now a whole school of Rishonim like Rashi. It's not just Rashi. It's Rashi, the Tosfos Rid, the Hashlomo, the Meiri, the Ravid. They all have the Shita that when the by Adi Aduye, the Hezek is Miyuchas to Tarnagol, and it's not Miyuchas to the Dlil. Now we see it's part of a big picture. It's not just the Gemara over here. It's the it belongs to the Gemara in Davov, Kaychehu, and the Gemara belongs to, and it's relevant to, and it pinches on the Gemara, and that's how I understand the Gemara about Chayot Mesech Sechas. Okay.
It's also, the Chayot also.